JSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, Independent Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Hello, 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 and good morning, and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole Hines, and I just want to thank you so much for joining me again today. We are officially back live for the new year. Before I get started with everything, I just want to wish you a happy new year. And I can't believe that we're already on day 7 of 2026. I can't believe a week has officially passed. Since this is our first show of the year, today feels like a good time to pause, look back, and also look forward. We're going to spend this month reflecting on 2025. And so what I'm going to do is that each week this month, I'll chat about a moment that stood out to me. I might talk about the people who made moves from 2025, and I'll share what we want to carry on into this upcoming new year. Later in the show, I am so excited because I'm going to be joined live in studio by Elliot Slynn, Marketing and Communication Specialist at Diversity, to talk about the event Black Brilliance in BC. It's a powerful Black History Month event happening in February that celebrates leadership, creativity, and impact across the province. But first, let's ease into the morning with a bit of reflection, shall we? So as we step into the new year, there's often pressure that people put on themselves to rush ahead with new goals, make new plans, generate new energy. But I think it's also a good time to acknowledge what we've already lived through. 2025 was a pretty complex year. I don't know if that was the same for you. I was chatting with some friends over the holidays about 2025. In fact, last night I was doing a virtual yoga and dance class, and we basically kind of all went around and talked about how we felt 2025 was for us. For me personally, it was a bit of a roller coaster, let's just say. There were some extremely good times, and then there was like a lot of challenges. The same challenges I think that a lot of people witnessed on a global landscape. There was a lot going on globally. There was a lot going on locally. And like I just mentioned, personally, there was a lot going on. But at the same time, there was also a lot of moments of joy, growth, and real connection. For me, I was really lucky. I had the ability to travel a lot last year. I was in Jamaica, I think, twice or three times even. I was in Barbados one time. I was in Calgary, like, I think 4 or 5 times, whatever. It feels like I was always in Calgary last year. So although there was like a lot of challenges, I am really grateful that I had the opportunity to travel around and be with loved ones. So I am really reminding myself of all of the positives from last year so that I can roll that into this year. I had some questions that have been sitting with me about last year and about the new year and all the things. And maybe you can reflect on some of these things as well. So one of the questions that popped into my head when I was thinking about the new year is like, what moments from 2024 5 brought you genuine joy. And so we have a text option. I don't know if anybody knows this, but you have the ability to text 778-782-2573 with your answers. But for me, the moment that brought me the most joy were the connections that I made with women to produce events in the Lower Mainland. I produced several events, not just in the Lower Mainland, but I also did one in Calgary as well. I actually did some event planning in Jamaica too. And what really brought me the joy was the fact that I was able to make a lot of connections that are rolling into this year, because I've continued to work with some of the people that I connected with last year, and will continue to produce events and so on and so forth. So I'm really, really excited about that. The events that I was a part of, they helped to foster community, encouragement, and networking, which is always the greatest. And then the next thing that I was thinking about was, like, who inspired or shifted something in the way that you think or move through the world? So I would say that the person that actually shifted something in me and just, like, made me think about, like, wow, like, she really went through some stuff was Judy Singh. So Judy Singh, born May 9th, 1945, was an artist that I featured back in December, probably like a few weeks ago. And I feel like Judy Singh stuck out for me because it's probably because I spent 13 years living in Alberta. And I also have a very good friend who's a jazz singer. So I attended many jazz concerts in Calgary. I used to work for the National Music Center, so I used to work a lot of jazz shows as well. And I would say that if it wasn't for my friend Varnia, I wasn't that into jazz until she was really, like, honing her craft, and I would go to a lot of her shows. So when I stumbled on Judy Singh recently, I was really intrigued because she is a Canadian jazz musician, and she was based in Edmonton, Alberta, and her importance isn't just that she was a skilled artist. I feel like her story taught about Alberta history and how she overcame a lot of challenges, because granted, she was a woman of color. Think about it. She was born in the 40s. So she was, like, I think, launching her career in, like, the 50s and 60s. She was also a single mother. And she was drawn to an art form that wasn't that mainstream in the area at that time. So I just feel like learning about her was super inspiring. I mentioned on a show, when I talked about her on a previous show, about the fact that, like, she came to the forefront due to, like, a TikTok trend. And for those who've been listening, I love to be on the TikTok streets. So it was great to see her sort of connected with a medium that I use often. Now, for me, 2025 is a reminder of how much community matters. Showing up for one another, sharing resources, celebrating wins, even the small ones, especially that, it really made a difference in a year that was difficult for a lot of people, myself included. Another thing I've been thinking about is, like, who made some major moves in 2025, especially folks who don't always get mainstream recognition, such as, like, artists, organizers, educators, community builders, you know, basically people who are quietly doing the work. So that is going to bring me to the artist spotlight for today. So today's music is actually going to be coming from an artist named Bergonia. Bergonia is a Winnipeg-based artist, and her name is Alexa Dirks. And she launched her solo career in 2017 and released her album Fantasy Life in 2025. So when I stumbled on her album Fantasy Life, this was in December, right before the holidays, I was just like, okay, you know, I'm looking for an artist. I wanted a Canadian female artist to feature for the first episode. And I stumbled on her music in the CGSF digital library. Big ups to the curation of that. And I found that her music was like a vibe. It feels really bold. There's like some, it's got this emotional energy, but then it's playful at the same time. Her sound is rooted in pop, soul, and a sense of joy that feels really intentional. So I am going to play some tracks from Bergonia, with starting off with So High, and then followed by Hotter Than the Sun, and that's going to be the clean version, guys. And then after that, you're going to hear Out of My Control, and here is Bergonia.
Let's get so high that we don't feel nothing. Let's get so high that we don't feel nothing. This getting by looks a bit too rough on you. Just do like I do, it's much less crushing. And getting by doesn't seem so hard to do. Thank you.
Sally, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause moving on for me felt just like gravity. I pulled the arrow back and swore I hit a bullseye, yeah. Fear of everyone, lack of having fun, got me feeling numb. I had such desire for control, scared of getting old, finally let that go. So turn off all that noise, yeah. Bed never made, I get people paid. Play video games, then take you to the hamster living in my brain. On the run, clown for everyone, harder than the sun. No ceiling to the woman that I would be. Bed never made, I get people paid. Play video games, yeah. I'm having fun, clown for everyone, harder than the sun.
Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about?
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
On average, every 6 days, a woman in Canada is killed by her intimate partner. The women in our communities deserve to feel safe from both emotional and physical abuse. They deserve men who control their anger. Most importantly, they deserve to know the people they love most will never hurt them. Men like me stand up to create a safer world for the women in our lives. And we're looking to men like you, the men who make up our communities, to join us. You can play an active part to end violence. Visit www.whiteribbon.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. I hope you enjoyed that set from Burgonia. Again, we started off with the first track was So High. The second track was Hotter Than the Sun, the clean version. And the third track was Out of My Control. And those three songs were off of the album Fantasy Life that was released in 2025. So again, I'm really glad that I stumbled on Burgonia, and I'll be playing some more tracks from this album later at the end of the show. However, I have a person in studio today. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I am being joined by Elliot Slynn. And Elliot is the marketing and communication specialist at Diversity and is also the master of ceremonies for Black Brilliance in BC. Now, Black Brilliance in BC is formerly known as Black in BC, and it's now in its fourth year, and it takes place on Friday, February the 6th, 2026. I can't believe we're saying that, but here we are, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Surrey City Hall. This is a free Black History Month event, and it's going to be bringing together people from Surrey as well as folks in Metro Vancouver and I think the Lower Mainland just in general to celebrate Black talent, leadership, culture, and achievement. And there is going to be inspirational speakers. There's going to be music, dance, food, and it's going to be a space for real connection. As a Jamaican Canadian living in the Lower Mainland who's originally from Toronto, I will say that it is a bit of a culture shock sometimes if you were born and raised in Toronto when it comes to the Black community. It is very, very evident over in out east. And when you come west, it is here, but I feel like you just need to kind of find it a little bit and search for it a little bit. So an event like this is, you know, it's dear to me. I'm planning on being there. So I'm really, really happy for Elliot to be in studio. A little bit more about the event before we get chatting is the event is, so it's an awards show as well, right? So there's going to be a lot going on, but there are three award categories this year. There is the Rising Star Award, and that is for, it's geared to emerging leaders that are up to the age of 29. Then there is another award called the Trailblazer Award. And that award is given out to established leaders that are aged 30 and up. So I love that because I am one of those mature folks that are still doing things. So I love that there is options for folks to be recognized. And then lastly, there is the Luminary Award. And this recognizes someone with 15 or more years of experience in their field. So the nominations for the 2026 awards were open until yesterday, I believe. I think they closed on the 6th. So I think now they've got like all the peeps that they'll kind of like be like looking through that. And the evening is going to, I mentioned, is going to have like a panel, inspirational talks. So there are going to be some local leaders, including former Vancouver Whitecaps player Carl Valentine. So Eliot, a poet, singer-songwriter, and was also named New Westminster's fifth and youngest poet laureate in 2021, is here with me in studio. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for
being here. I want to first off ask you, what is your connection with this event? Because I talked a little bit about the event. I talked a touch about you, but I didn't say exactly what you'll be doing at the event.
Yeah, so I'm going to be the MC.
Hey.
You got it right. I was a poet. I still am a poet. And so I'll be sharing some poems as well. And it's actually kind of funny. So last year, Diversity reached out to me to be part of the entertainment. So nice. I delivered some poems last year. I met the team, learned more about the society and organization, and now I'm working there.
Hey, I love it, I love it, I love it. Before we get into more about the event, other fun facts is that you, because I did mention, you were named the New Westminster Poet Laureate, and I live in New Westminster, so we talked about New West.
Yeah. New West is awesome.
Isn't it, though?
Surrey's awesome, too, but New West is my hometown.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're born and raised?
Yes, that's right.
Absolutely. Tell me a bit about your craft and how you were connected with this organization. Like, how did they even learn about you and find out about you?
I think they did a Google search, maybe looking for some entertainment.
Google is your friend.
That's right. And it's really fortunate because I love working there. It feels very aligned to my inner values, my inner world. And so being able to use my writing or to write and be creative and in a fashion that helps other people, builds community, it just feels like the perfect alignment.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm glad they Googled me.
Yes, absolutely. And will this be your first year emceeing?
This will be my first year emceeing the event, yeah.
Okay, and have you been to the event yet?
Yeah, I was there last year.
Okay.
And, delivered a couple poems.
Okay.
And so now I'm just kind of doing double duty, but I'm really excited to be the MC, to hear the panelists take in the entertainment and the food and...
And all the things.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's break down some things. So first off, the panelists. I mentioned a former Whitecaps player, Carl Valentine. But who else do we have?
So we have Kenneth Headley, who leads a lot of anti-racism work. He's now in the Delta School District.
Okay, right on.
We have Dr. Yabome. Hopefully I'm pronouncing it properly. Bome Yabome. She'll be our moderator.
Okay, right on.
And then Meheret is our Settlement and Community Development Director at Diversity. So we have a wide range of backgrounds, experience, lived experience. And I think everybody, different perspectives on kind of the same topic.
Yeah, right on. I love it. And so because you were there in the past, I'm wondering if you could paint a picture as to what could somebody brand spanking new, because I'm going to plan to be there this year. This will be my first time.
Yeah.
Right. So we do have panelists. Mm-hmm. Right. But what else? How does the evening kind of look? Do you, and I know it could change, guys, but I'm just,
Nothing. It's not set in stone yet. But when I was attending last year, the first thing that I noticed when I walked in was just the sense of community.
Yeah.
You mentioned, being from Toronto and moving to the West Coast and maybe not seeing as many black folks.
Facts.
So it was great to see a lot of black folks at the event. The smell of food, the laughter, the storytelling. I think shared experience. And so I've never lived in Toronto, so I don't have the perspective of being in the environment where you're having to look for it. So whenever I am in that environment in Vancouver, it always feels great because it's hey, everybody.
Hey, exactly. We're all here. I love it. I love it. Another thing I notice